What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today. What's up, everybody? I see y'all in the chat room. Thank y'all for joining me tonight. I came on here tonight. I'm a little annoyed. Only thing I really want y'all to do is hit that like button. I need videos like this. I do a lot of hip hop videos. I do a lot of, news videos. The new thing I've been doing is news videos. I need videos like this to really, really, I don't want to say go viral, but I need my message out there because it's a lot of people with big platforms. And I'm not talking about subscriber base because people think their platform is big because they got subscribers. I'm talking about people who got big voices. You know, so many people got big platforms, but everybody doesn't have a big voice, you know, and their message doesn't get across the way it needs to. So, I guess I got a big platform. I got a lot of subscribers, but I feel like sometimes my message doesn't get across the way it need to get across. And this is one of the messages tonight where, you know, I don't watch the news. The news is very, very, depressing to me. I don't watch the news. I don't take part in meme culture, like a lot of memes and stuff that goes on. I don't really look at that. I don't really look at a lot of stuff that's happening on the internet like that because it doesn't control me. I don't like it to, consume me and all that. So, you know, I do my scrolling, I do my promo and that's it. But, over the weekend, the 4th of July weekend, I was really tripping because I remember Juneteenth, you know, everybody like Juneteenth, happy Juneteenth. Everybody, I've seen so many people, happy Juneteenth, happy Juneteenth. And what I was really tripping off it is that if you really did the knowledge, the Juneteenth is not the independence. Slavery didn't end on Juneteenth. You know, it ended in a certain place. But that's a whole nother story. And I know that a lot of people are not, they don't study. They're regurgitators. And then when a popular person says something, then they just follow what the popular person said because it's popular and they feel like they in the trend. And this person said this, so I'm going to follow that. So I had put a post out there saying that, you know, I don't want to see many of y'all talking about, happy Juneteenth. This is the day we got free and all that. And then you're celebrating the 4th of July. It's very, very, it's hypocritical. It's a contradiction. But I've seen people shooting fireworks and having a good time. You know, I can't tell people not to have a good time. A lot of people are really, really going through it in life, have been going through it. So anyway, people have a good time. I can't be telling people don't have a good time. I can't say that. But in this good time that's supposed to be happening right now, because of we going through so many bad times, so many bad things are happening, there's a lot of shooting going on. A lot of shooting going on. Chicago has been rampant with the shooting for years. It's not new. But now it's hitting all over the United States. And I don't know if it's, I'm not saying it's just happening. It's probably been going on for a while, but now it's really, really being broadcasted for many different reasons, which I want to get into. And I'm not feeling it, man. I'm not feeling what's going on out there in these streets. You know, you got BLM, you got all these organizations that soon as, you know, police do something to us or somebody that's not from our race do something to us. I see, you know, with this big stink happening and this person did this and they calling, you know, racism and rightly so, because many of the things that happen are due to people being racist and just being, you know, overzealous and doing stuff based off of the hate that they have for us. I agree with that 100%. But what make you come out of quarantine from March to now and everybody's outside? Because what I'm tripping off of right now is, you know, I guess that Rona is gone, right? So I'm seeing people in packs. I'm seeing people in packs just hanging, together, and it's like, okay, cool. Y'all going out. Y'all been stuck in the crib quarantine for a little while. So now you're outside and you're going outside to have a good time. At what point does the good time turn into, let me pull out a gun and just shoot everybody? When does the good time turn into, let me shoot little girls, let me shoot babies, let me shoot women, let me shoot up the crowd? When does the good times end and the shooting start? Because I'm getting confused. So I'm like, yo, hold on, man. What's going on? I'm not saying that this is just a new occurrence, but it's happening because of this defund the police thing. So everybody's like, defund the police. So I know the police is like, yo, whatever. So if the police get defunded and some of the funding comes from the police, right? And it goes, I don't know where they want the money to go, but they want to take the money from police. Are y'all going to go out there and tell these dudes to chill? Because when does that happen? When does it say, yo, all right, we're not going to have the police coming to our communities and tell us what to do. We going to run our community. When y'all going to start running it? Or do y'all got to get paid? Because I'm confused, because all I see is this person saying, I'm the big homie this. If it wasn't for me, I put this down. I started this. I started that. So now y'all only going to stop what's going on in the hood if y'all get paid. I'm confused. Who is supposed to stop the shootings? Whose job is it to stop the shootings? Because if it's kids out there doing that, right? If these young dudes out there doing that, that's y'all kids. So y'all can't even stop y'all children for wilding out. Y'all encouraging them to be dumb. Y'all encouraging them to go outside and everybody calling themselves a savage and all that. You know what a savage is? Do y'all know what a savage is? Like I'm bugging right now. I'm like, yo, am I tripping? Am I tripping? Is like we really living in a world where and everybody's ignoring it, but everybody's going at the police and you going at this person. But dudes is out there killing kids. When killing kids, little girls, so the kids can't even play outside no more? The kids can't even play outside no more because y'all want to act stupid. Y'all want to drink. Y'all want to smoke. Y'all want to get high. And then the good time that you're supposed to be having goes from a good time to shooting. Y'all don't know how to de-escalate conflicts anymore. Everything got to end in a gun. I'm not even saying fight, but how you having a good time? See, me, when I was coming up, I'm not going to say it and be no hypocrite. I was a part of the ignorance too. I was a part of it, but I was more of a product of my environment, of what was going on, and it was just rough growing up, 1990s Brooklyn. It was just rough, very, very rough. So a lot of times, I was defense a lot. I never was really the aggressor many times, but I would really, really, you know, it was just going down at all times. But I never went to a party to have a good time, and I knew it was going to be girls there, and I knew everybody was going to be having a good, listening to some music, and I'm going in with a gun to shoot. First of all, if I had enemies, I wouldn't go to the party where my enemies was at, because I knew it was a possibility it was going to go down. That didn't make me a punk. That didn't make me soft. That made me smart. I never went into enemy territory. I never went someplace with the intention on having fun, enjoying myself, but then I'm shooting at the end of the night. How stupid and lame is that? But I'm saying, whose job is it to get these dudes to chill? Because all I'm seeing is everybody like this. I done seen town hall meetings. I seen town hall meetings. You got these big platforms. They having town hall meetings. I see them when. Because I don't watch the news, but that don't mean the news is not being watched. I see MSNBC, I see CNN, I see everybody talking about this. But then over the weekend, 90 people getting shot, 40 people getting shot in my backyard where I live. Not saying I'm insensitive to what's been going on in Chicago for like the last 10 years, but it's now it's now it's in New York. And it's like, y'all part of these organizations, y'all taking this bread. I done did a live before, and I was telling y'all how these corporations is giving up this money to these organizations for us, right? What's going on with the money? So you trying to tell me y'all not getting this money, y'all not doing nothing for these young dudes to do, y'all not putting them programs to alternative violence? Y'all just, what are y'all doing with the money? What y'all do with the bread? Because when I cut on my game, I'm sitting there playing Gears of War, and I see Black Lives Matter on Gears of War. And if you read what it's saying, I went on Amazon. I talked about this in another video. What y'all doing with the money? What y'all do with the money? Because the money was cut. The money was given up. And I haven't seen no programs. I haven't seen no change of policies. All I seen was yellow paint on the streets. That's all I saw. Yellow paint on the streets. And people still protesting. But they protesting on one block. And dudes is getting shot up on the other block. And I'm confused. What's happening? And then the same dudes who always running their mouth, who got something to say, they talking about, let's do a versus. A versus? A versus? So we still want to shuck and jive and coon and entertain when we in a state of emergency. We worried about a versus. T.I., one of the big mouths, out of nowhere just became the civil rights leader. He, out of nowhere, he became this voice for us. We never elected him to be our voice. We don't even, I know I didn't. Again, nobody speaks for me. I'm a grown man. But it's like, a versus? You didn't see on the news? Or you just turn your head? That's what I'm saying. We can't keep ignoring our own ignorance. So here it is. All of this going on. You're talking about 50. Let's do a versus. No, how about you say 50? Let's do something where we could stop some of this madness. You know what I'm saying? Dudes is get, yo, listen. Violence is, it's the American way, right? Nothing has changed. No, violence has always been what it is. Senseless violence is different. And I'm, like I said, I'm just tripping. I'm bugging out because I'm like, yo, am I bugging? And I be wondering, yo, hold on. This what we doing? This what we doing? But these dudes took bags. A lot of them took bags, man. They took money. They still marching to this day. Not one policy has changed. Nothing has changed. Nothing has been implemented to change. It's just talk, 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 talk. But the more they talk, these guns is sparking out here. New York, what we doing out here? New York City, where I live, is a police state. Been that way since 9/11. It's times where it was police on every corner. I don't care where you was at. Police everywhere. So now you mean to tell me I can't go certain places? I can't because they shooting? Come on, man. What are we? And then everybody, like I said, I see a billion and one YouTubes. Everybody saying how they started this gang, how they the big homie, this the big. So, okay, cool. Sound good. Beautiful. You the big homie of Milwaukee. You the big homie of this. You the big homie of that. You the big homie of that. So this is what we going to do. We going to start holding y'all accountable for that. Because you run stuff, right? You run everything. But when the shooting starts and people start getting killed, as long as it ain't your people, you don't got nothing to say. Come on, man. All of this ignoring and just acting like it ain't going on. I'm losing a lot of respect for a lot of people, man. I'm losing a lot of respect for a lot of people because when it comes to frivolous madness and beefs of hip hop and all that. Everybody got something to say. Everybody, I run this town. You can't come here. You can't do this. We gonna stop you here. This is, listen. What is going on in these streets? Because y'all music benefited from the street dudes. Y'all music has told everybody to be savage, to be crazy. Y'all music has contributed to that. Y'all benefited from it. Y'all left the streets. Y'all left the hoods. Y'all went and got rich somewhere. Your children go to private schools, great schools. Most of y'all children are crazy anyway, but that's a whole nother story. That's your problem. But now here it is. You're feeding back into the madness with your music. And it's like, I'm going to keep it real with you. Listen, right? If a rapper is 40 years old, which most of them are, if you're 40 years old and you still talking about certain stuff, just stop. You ain't grow up yet. You still talking about you got the AK and I got this size crack vials. All right, what did crack do to us as a community, as a people? What did it do? And then these dudes are getting big podcasts and big platforms and they're on Revolt. They on this. And what are they really talking about? What are you talking about? What are you saying to the because forget me, man. I'm a grown man. These little dudes need direction. Seriously. And everybody would say there is no OGs. There's OGs because you said you was an OG. Like, I remember, man, in Atlanta, it was some type of, something happened at a restaurant. And, it was a boycott of the restaurant. I don't remember the name of the restaurant, but it was a boycott. And T.I. pulled up and he got out his bony walking there like he was deep. I was like, huh? This what we doing? So when they do something to us, we got boycotts. We got town hall meetings. We got state of emergencies. But when the hood do something to us, yo, that's just hood stuff. Nah, man. Nah, how did the 4th of July, everybody was talking about the minister's speech. Everybody was talking about Minister Farrakhan's speech on the 4th of July. How we go from listening to the minister in the daytime and clapping and shooting people at night? I'm confused. What is transpiring? Is it the liquor? Is it the weed? Is it the pills? If you can't hold your liquor, if liquor makes you violent, if liquor makes you feel like you got to shoot somebody, don't drink. Drink in the confines of your home. Stop going out there being ignorant and ruin it for everybody else because you are an idiot. And all I'm seeing all throughout my social media, it's people in packs. Packs. People in packs. Women twerking. I'm talking about 6 feet. Social distancing where? All I see is women twerking, pool parties, pouring liquor in each other's mouth. I'm like, yo, hold on. Did I miss something? What is going on? And then at the end of the night, you see all this partying, twerking. And then at the end of the night, somebody getting shot. And we can't blame the little dudes because we are, for example, right? I don't live in the hood. But I could go back to the hood because I'm a part of the hood. I'm a part of the good and the bad of the hood. And I try to put a little bit more good into the hood because I was a part of the bad, but that was in my time. So maybe 2 years ago, let me say 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, it was a war going on in my hood, right? Now, I don't have nothing to do with that. These dudes, I'm older than them. This is some little dude stuff. It started out as fighting. Then the guns came out. Whoa. Okay. Fights happen. Fights happen over basketball in the hood. Fights happen over, you try to talk to my girl. Fights happen over, yo, all types of stupid stuff because I partook in it. So I'm not going to sit here and act ignorant like I don't know what's going on or why is this happening in the hood. No, I partook in it too. So I understand it. So being that I understand it, so that's why a lot of times when people will be like, oh, you old. First of all, I'm not even as old as I think people think. I'm really, really old for some reason. I've just been around for a while. I was in the music industry since I was a kid, but whatever. Whatever you think, it doesn't even matter. So I like to tell people, you know, I've been your age. You never been mine. You know what I'm saying? And the rate you're going, you're never going to see my age because you're stupid. And I was stupid too. But then some of my friends got shot in their head. Some of my friends went to jail forever. I got stabbed up. I got shot at. Some of my cousins got shot. One of my cousins got a shot in his head. The bullet just came out his head, went through his neck, out of his head, and he's not even, you know, lucky not to be paralyzed. My other cousin got shot point blank range, and I was standing next to him, and we were so stupid, we chased the dude while he's shooting at us. But forget all that. The point I'm making is I contributed too much of the negativity in my neighborhood. I'm a part of that, right? So when the little dudes is at war, I know their mothers, I know their fathers, I know their grandmothers, I know their uncles, I know everybody. What I do? Y'all hold up. What y'all doing? So y'all went to school together. Y'all got kindergarten pictures together. Y'all graduated together and now y'all shooting at each other. What were we doing here? What's going on? So you call me OG, right? I'm the big homie, right? So that means I deserve a certain amount of respect because a lot of times these little dudes be calling people OG. It ain't for original gangster. They just calling you old. So if you're not going to call me OG and put the respect on it like original gangster, which I don't really care about that. But if you just calling me old, don't call me no OG because you're not going to just call me old. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm far removed from what's really going on out in them streets, you know? So when I see dudes and they wilding and they shooting each other, I went to both sides. Both sides. I went out there to both sides. And what I say, yo, look, what's going on? Why is this happening? Now, I'm not Minister Farrakhan. I'm not a public speaker. I'm not some public advocate. I'm not a beef squasher. I, you know, tend to mind my business. But what I said was, if it's yellow tape out here with chalk, I don't care if it's this block or that block. I know the person laying on the floor. I don't care what side it is. I know the person laying on the floor. So what could I do to get y'all to chill? I went to both sides. This side said, yo, just tell them don't come over here no more. We won't bother them. We don't bother them. Me walking through the hood, went back to the other side. Yo, I just spoke to them over there. Yo, they said, could y'all give me, if y'all respect me, right, can y'all give me a ceasefire for a week? Matter of fact, could y'all give me 2 weeks where nobody's shooting, nobody fighting? Nah, we could do that. And then one of them said, yo, man, I got a new respect for you because everybody see what's going on in the hood, but nobody, none of the older guys came and tried to squash it. They just watching us beef. So right there, let me know that, yo, he knew that it was wrong, but their ego and their bravado, nobody wants to wave the white flag. Nobody wants to say, yo, let's squash it. So they're looking for a third party to come in and say, all right, y'all not booty, y'all not booty. You know what I'm saying? That's code word for ASS. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't want to curse, but y'all not, you know, the P word, y'all not the P word. I'm squashing it for y'all. So nobody has to bow down. Nobody has to wave the white flag. I'm doing it. So I went over there and I got that done. You know what I'm saying? I spoke to them. I spoke to both sides and they, you know, since then a few things has transpired, but it wasn't as bad as it was. And it pretty much is, yo, y'all stay over here, I stay over here. We not going at it. You know what I'm saying? And that's basically what's been happening in that situation. But I didn't have to do that. I don't have no big platform. I'm not on Revolt. I never been on the Breakfast Club. I don't get these accolades that these other dudes get. But then the minute you get the floor and the forum, you talking about let's do a versus. I'm not on my second childhood. Everything that I did in my life, good, bad, and indifferent, that was then. I'm not even like that no more. In the sense of my ignorance, I'm too mature to be ignorant. But I'm not going to sit back and watch the little dudes that I know kill each other. I'm not going to watch the little dudes that I know kill each other. So what I'm saying is that all I see is everybody want to tell you how tough they is and they time they this and I ain't the one to play with and all this face fighting and all these threats and I this, that, and the third. But right where you from, right in your former neighborhood, because if you really about that, you could go back to the hood and you got say so. Period. You got say so. If you really are who you say you are. So why y'all not going back saying, yo, what's going on out here? You know what I'm saying? Yo, listen, honestly, we can't squash everything. Some dudes just got to stay away from each other. That's it. Sometimes I remember being in school and I remember beefing and what they do, they separate you. They just say, yo, you stay over here. I'm getting a text right now. Yeah, sometimes they just be like, yo, you stay over here, you stay over here. You might have a cousin, your brother, your sister, y'all just don't get along. Y'all fight. When y'all go outside, y'all fight or whatever. Y'all get separated. Some people just got to stay away from each other. It's nothing wrong with that. That don't mean just because you're black and I'm black, that don't mean we should be inhabiting the same space at all times. Some people just don't like you. Some people you just don't like. It's fine. But that don't mean my displeasure or dislike for you mean I gotta blow your head off at the end of the night. Look how many dudes have made YouTube videos. Look how many dudes have went on Instagram, blatantly lied. I could come back. I got a platform. I could come back. I could sit up here, diss people, say whatever I want all night. And one thing about me, I've never lied to y'all. That's just not my thing. I don't need validation for people that I don't know to try to prove that I'm something. So I don't have to do all that. I ignore it. You know why I ignore it? Because it's only going to go one way. It's only going to go one place. You say something about me, I say something back about you. You say, come on, we going back and forth for what? So then when we see each other, then what? It's going to be disastrous because the disrespect sometimes, I'm too mature for that. So that's why when people be saying stuff, I just be like, let them talk. Because truthfully, somebody going to kill them because that's what they looking for. Somebody who look for trouble, they're going to get it. It don't have to come from me. It's their energy. It's their vibe. All they do is down people. All they do is use their platform to tear people down. Somebody gonna give it to them. It don't have to be me. I got a lot to lose. I built this from scratch. Listen, I got a lot to lose. And I help a lot of people. So the ignorance, whatever. Okay, that's how you feel about me. You don't like me. Cool. I'm not for everybody. It's not the end of the world. You know what I'm saying? It's not the end of the world. You know, but I'm wondering why all these men, black men with these so-called big voices and is not addressing hood stuff. Yo, that's very, very important. What's going on in our neighborhoods is very, very important. All right, look, another thing, right? All of us have somebody from our former neighborhood that we still care about. So it could be Miss Johnson. It could be Miss such and such from the third floor of that building that used to give us 50 cents. You don't want to make sure she's safe. You don't want to go back out there and say, yo, y'all can't be shooting on this block because such and such live out here. Because I remember when I came up, when I seen, some of the elderly people or people I respect, that's when the beer go in the bag. That's when I stopped cursing. That's when I shaped up because I had respect. Now, you ever go in a store in the morning? You ever get on the bus? You ever get on the bus and hear how these little dudes and these little girls are talking? But again, I don't want to really blame them. I want to blame the parents. Y'all so busy in the club twerking, acting stupid on Instagram and social media, acting the ass. That's your children. That's your children. That's your children. And it's not like before growing up, you know, the age difference was big with the parents and the children. You know, you might have, your moms might be like 25. Now, the kids be 20 and their moms is 35 or 32. So now your moms is your peer. Y'all letting the same dudes pop. You popping this dude and his homegirl popping the moms. Or dude popping a chick and his son popping the other chick. Now they become your friend now. Now they're your peer. So it's no separation. It doesn't have to be no respect no more. Dudes is smoking and drinking with their kids. And you proud of that your kid is about that life. And then soon as something happened, you want to be like, rest in peace. Rest in peace. Yo, your son or daughter was an idiot. And you contributed to that. And now they're being an idiot and they're going out there trying to mess up everybody else's life and mess up everybody else's fun being an idiot. And you think it's cute. You know what I'm saying? You think it's cute. And it's like, yo, man, I remember my godson. I just seen his mother today. Shout out to his mother. My godson, one day he kind of tested my gangster. One day he just spoke to me in a way that, yo, who you talking to? And I'm not going to lie, I slapped him so fast, I didn't realize I slapped him. It just happened fast. Like, I just slapped him because it's like, yo, who you talking to? I'm one of the reasons why you could stand on this block because of me, your father, your uncles. I'm one of the reasons. You ain't going to just talk to me because next thing you know, you're going to be like, yo, go to the store. You know what I'm saying? Go to the store. Yo, do this. And what's happening too is that these little dudes are buying the block. They're buying the hood, meaning that some of the OGs washed up and not getting no money. And the little dudes are out here, unfortunately, getting fast bread, doing certain things. So they're letting them have say so and they're letting them do reckless stuff because they got money. So now their money is giving them stature and status. But I tell y'all all the time, all of my friends, all of my OGs, all of my friends, all of my older cousins, I got more money than all of them, right? But when they call me and tell me something, I gotta listen. You know why? Because it's a respect thing and it's a protocol thing. It's not about the bread. It's not, yo, that's Doggy Dimes. No, that's my older cousin. It's my old, I don't care. Cause he don't care how much money I got. We still gonna get up at family functions. And we be telling our grandmother, like, yo, he was out there. This is how family interact. And when we do stuff as a family, my family is predominantly men. When we do stuff, my whole family gonna call you. Every dude, yo, what you doing? Yo, I seen you such a, come on, man, you can't be doing that. I'm lucky to have that. I'm grateful for that. But it doesn't matter that I got bread. I'm Doggy Diamonds. I do this, I do that. Because the minute I do something wild, crazy, and reckless, I'm jeopardizing my family. I'm jeopardizing them, and I know they gonna come, if something happened with me or happened to me, they gonna come out, but they can't be coming out defending my honor, and I'm ignorant, and I'm stupid, and just, it's casualties of war. So I could do something stupid, one of my cousins come out and defend my honor, and something happened to them, because I'm stupid. I'm on YouTube reckless. I'm on YouTube inviting people to my manhood. I'm on YouTube saying I'm gonna do this and do that to a person. That's why I don't partake in none of that. Because I know where it's going to go. I know where it's going to go. Big homie called me from, you know what I'm saying? I got people that's behind the walls that been behind the walls. They don't have to mention their name or none of that. Call me. Yo, what's good? Nothing much. Yo, I'm hearing that this is going on out in the streets. I ain't liking that. Yo, I ignore it, bro. Because it's only going to go one way. So if I'm going to be a part of the problem, or I'm going to be a part of the solution. I could be a part of the problem. When people be running in your mouth, I'll be like, snapping my finger. But it don't hurt me. It's just, dude, you're just talking. And you're lying. Most of these dudes are liars. They're lying. And it's different, it's levels to this. It's different wavelengths. And I don't vibrate low. So if he want to be on that type of time, let him do that. I ignore him long enough. And then he's going to pick another target. So a lot of times when you see dudes talking, it ain't just me. It's not personal with me. They got a problem with everybody. Why? Because they got a problem with themselves. That's what I said on the Queen's Flip Show. That's why somebody could look at me and say, yo, I ain't feeling him. I hate him. What'd he do to you? Nah, I think he do a subliminal. I'm Mr. No Filter. I'm direct. If I'm going to say your name, if I have an issue with you, first I'm going to do, if I rock with you like that, I'm going to talk to you first. I'm not going to run to social media and sit before here and have all of this stuff to say, or I'm going to be on my Instagram live while I'm on the treadmill thinking about dudes. I don't think about men. I'm telling you, I do not wake up. Nobody rents space in my head for free. I do not wake up because I don't watch none of y'all. None of these guys put out content that I think could feed me food. Food is not something you eat. Food is something you think, something you watch, something you listen to. You know, so I don't watch regurgitators and I don't watch low vibrating people. So I be in my own little world. So sometimes I might say something and they say a hit dog bark. So if I say something that you felt like I was talking about you, or you was offended by something that I said and it could have been directed at you, most of the time it ain't, because I don't even know that about you that I could be talking about you. You're not important enough. And I see a lot of people who are developing narcissistic characteristics based off of this. And if they snatch this from you, you will be nothing. You didn't do nothing that's legendary. You didn't create no legacy for yourself, you know, and you're not doing nothing even in your own community when your own community respects you. So we, you know, when I see people and we're fighting, I see like, you know, podcast wars and you, I'll be like, I ain't got nothing to do with that. Listen, the stuff that I'm doing behind the scenes, listen, me, I'm not throwing it all away for stupidity or stupid people. And I'm also not going to contribute to what's going on out there, because when some people get mad and some people get upset, that's when them pistols come out and it get real, real out there. So again, I can't be a hypocrite. That's a part of what's going on out there over this. And this is what I'm saying. A lot of these little dudes got beef over Instagram posts. A lot of these little dudes got beef off of Facebook. I know dudes who's beefing off of Facebook. They be in each other comments. You know, I'm going to spin your block. I'm going to do this. And I'm like, yo, what's going on? I pick my battles. I tap out most of the time. You know who the most dangerous man or woman is? A person that has nothing to lose and nothing to live for. In the way many people carry themselves, you act like you don't got nothing to lose and nothing to live for. That don't make me a coward because I choose to just give you the finger and ignore you. Like I said, somebody gonna pop your top. It don't gotta be me, because that's the energy you put out there. Somebody gonna pop you. We just gonna hear about it. And I ain't gonna say RIP, and I don't want nobody saying RIP, because you know they was an idiot. But nowadays, as long as it's entertaining, it slides. Yo, you crazy. Yo, you don't care. You just go in. Come on, man. I did all that 10 years ago. Look at my Twitter feed 10 years ago. Look at how I used to get. I used to just didn't care. I used to say whatever. That's why this is called No Filter. But then I found a way, like, hold up. No filter. Everything still has to have a filter because things with no filter could be dangerous. So we still have no filter. We still going to get the message across, but it's how you get the message across. So it's not that it's filtered, but it's a new, different way. You know how much refrain it takes for me to sit before you and talk to you for 2 hours, 45 minutes or whatever, and not curse? I love the curse. I love it. Sometimes I just curse for nothing. I just love it. But I gotta have enough decorum to sit before you and not use certain language because I don't know who's gonna watch this. And I got a message that I want and I want people to hear. So the minute you hear me use certain profanity, the minute you hear me using certain words, you're not gonna listen. You're automatically turned off. So that means your children, that means they can't listen. So that's why when you watch a lot of my interviews, I mute the curses out. Why? Because I want everybody to hear it and see it. It's not about censorship because I'm doing it. I'm the one. When you watch my interviews and you heard that curse, I actually edited that. I did that because I want everybody to hear it. But as I'm doing the interview, I want people to be able to speak freely. I don't want to be like, don't curse, because some people can't even open their mouth without cursing. This is just real. And I used to be one of them until I learned that, hold on, I'm a professional. I want to be professional at all times. I want to be able to speak, get my point across, and talk to a 4-year-old and a 40-year-old and have both of them understand maybe not the content or the context too much, but the language is not so bad that I could talk in front of your children. So that's why I carry myself the way I do. But I love the curse though. On my Instagram, even when I type, on my Facebook, my Twitter, I'm letting it all go. I'm cursing. But when you see me standing before you or when you see me here, I don't curse. You know, it's hard. It's tough because I like to. And certain things, the expression needs to, you know what Lauryn Hill said, add a Emma effort so the ignorant hear me. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I be wanting to do that, but I'm just like, yo, man, it gotta be another way to convey your message. It gotta be another way to get through to people. And the way that we've been using is not working. It's not working. And I don't have the platform per se to get the message to the madness. And I'm not no Martin Luther King. And I'm not no Farrakhan in the sense of I'm all about peace. Honestly, some people really deserve to get punched in their face. Like you've been asking for it. Some people, when they get popped, yo, you've been asking for it. So somebody is going to shoot you. It just is what it is. Somebody is going to pop you. Somebody is going to stab you because you're playing and nobody's playing. But when you go places and people are partying, having a good time and laughing, why did you get angry? We all have that drunk friend. We all have these individuals in our circle, outside of our circle, that the minute they get a little drunk, a little alcohol in them, they got this snarl comes on their face. And you like, here we go. They're about to start. And you tell them, listen, man, nah, not today. We ain't doing that. Because it got to come from within. It got to come from within the crew. Yo, hold on, man. Come on, man. Chill. You know how quick we are to say each other? Yo, you wildin'. Yo, you got to go home. Y'all remember one of, he's grown now, but one of the dude that he was young. And everybody, well, not everybody, but many of us, you know, some of the dudes you around, you know, that you got that one homie who steal his mom's car. We all young, we ain't supposed to be driving, but the one dude who steal his mom's car, we go joyriding. So our thing was to go to the city. You know what I'm saying? We from Brooklyn. Going across that bridge was everything. And you ain't on the train. Let's go to the city. Let's go to let's go to 42nd Street. You know, it might be girls out there. So we go out there. And then we was driving, and it was one dude that we had with us, and he was a little younger. And he's yelling out the window, cursing. He's throwing bottles. I said, yo, take him home. He got to go home because he don't know how to act. He got to go home because why? He's messing it up for us. So a lot of times, even with y'all young dudes, y'all got to evaluate your homies. You know that one individual, some people are chemically imbalanced. One drink, here they go. They're about to just start wilding. And then you see it sometimes. You see them drinking and they got this snarl on their face and they talk about, you know, I ain't playing with nobody tonight. And like, here we go. Yep, nope. He got to go home. Because you're going to have us in here brawling. And I didn't come here for that. I didn't come here for that. And then now you think, right? They're mixing pills with liquor, with all types of different weed and all types of stuff. So the little liquor I was drinking in my day is way different than what they're doing. Because they're doing pills. Liquor, they doing everything. Lean, they doing all types of drugs. Opiates, drugs. So they're not in their right mind. Me, I got a cousin. Cousin named Soup. We love Soup. But when Soup start getting stupid, yo, you wildin'. He's older than me. But I'm one of the cousins that be like, yo, come on, man. You wildin'. Why did you just do that? It's not cute. Nothing is cute. We not on that time. But what I see, everybody thinks everything is funny. And what's the first thing they do? Yo, he was wildin'. And then it goes viral and everybody's laughing. And then when somebody comes shoot your stupid friend in the head, don't be like R.I.P. because he was wilding. The same thing with the kid who smacked the female in the face with the skateboard. I guess they thought it was funny when they was filming. But then if you see him on the ground and somebody put one in his cabbage, they gonna have a funeral. But what do you think is the consequence of stupidity? Some people kill you. You chill. Because just like you got your heat, you go out there, be aggressive, somebody might get you first. But then you got these accident murderers who's hitting children. Children. How could you live with yourself knowing that you shot a gun and you killed a baby? How could you live with yourself? I mean, nobody deserves to just get killed in a party. Because see, me, I disrupted parties before. I remember being in a party. I fought like 12 people. And I started. I just was just stupid. You know what I'm saying? I was drinking beer, that malt liquor. I was off that St. Ives. And I just was ignorant. But but in my time, there was no platforms of men acting like they cared about us universally. And then when it was, we put them in categories. We put them in, oh, I ain't listen to nobody from the Nation of Islam. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't with that Salam Aleikum. You know what I'm saying? We put them in a category. Or you had some of the older guards saying, man, I ain't with that peace stuff. But now you got older rappers, entertainers who act like the little dudes. So there's no separation. See, it's hard to listen to somebody with a bow tie and a bean pie because you don't look like me. And most of them come from us and most of them get busy. But when I look at you, I don't see me. Now you see these guys who look like little dudes. You can't relate to the people that are influenced by you. And the only thing that you want to do is do a versus. We still We still doing that. We still trying to, everybody want to outdo Jada and Fab. Like I said, when you having a good time, I don't care if you twerking, you listening to music, you jamming, do whatever you do. But the minute you want to pull out a pistol and start shooting, you are destructive. And everybody talking that, police, defund the police. We could police ourselves. Okay. So let me ask you something. You know for a fact that your cousin sell drugs and he been poisoning the hood for like the last 15 years. Are you going to tell your cousin he can't hustle out here no more? Or are you going to just turn your eye to your cousin that's hustling and then go over to the other block? Because when I see these marches and I see these town hall meetings, why you not in your neighborhood? Oh, nothing where you're from. I remember, I don't like to say names because they watch, but I remember two females in my neighborhood was at war. They were younger than me. They was at war. And I never knew about it until one day it came across my timeline. And I said, hold on. I know her mother, and I know her mother. But I know her mother for sure, and I know her aunt for sure. Grew up with her aunt. And her mother, me and her mother is cool. I'm on Facebook. I said, look, I started a group chat. Such and such, this is such and such. Your daughter and her niece are fighting all the time. Every time they see each other, they fighting, going crazy. How could we end this? What could we do? Because I can't act like I don't see it. I can't turn my head and be like, that don't got nothing to do with me. Or I can't be like this. Yo, they wilding. We not going to do that. So what I did was, I got the mother of the daughter that's fighting and the aunt of the other girl to talk. Now they cool. The girl stopped fighting, and it just so happened that the dude that they was fighting over was beating both of them up and playing both of them off each other. But again, I'm not going to turn my head like I don't know what's going on or pull out the phone or want juicy gossip because it's a fight. And I don't know why, you know, the hood, we just love fights, you know what I'm saying? So when we see a fight, but I personally, I don't like to see women fight. I'm gonna be real with you. I just think it, because somebody's always yelling at the top of their lungs, it's just not really ladylike. And these women will be outside fighting with strollers, and they be fighting over these little dirty funky underarm pants under their butt, don't bathe right, playing the game, 2k professional, 2k player, broke swipey dudes. And I'd be like, what are y'all doing? What are y'all doing? But yeah, man, I'm not gonna keep y'all all night. I just had to say that, man. I mean, somebody said keep it 100. Many of our people can't be reformed. Yo, unfortunately, sadly, you are right. You are absolutely right. So my question is, what do we do with some of these people who can't be reformed? What do we do with some of these people who trying to mess it up for everybody? Because we don't want the police to get them, right? They say don't wish death or jail on anyone. That's what we supposed to, that's what the hood says. I don't wish death or jail on anyone. And I be saying, hold on, don't wish death or jail on somebody. Now, I'm not going to call the cops on you or wish the cops come get you or help them convict you or nothing like that or tell on you. But if you're an idiot and you go to jail, I didn't wish that on you. You wish that on you because you're stupid. And they say don't wish death on nobody. So hold on. You are after me. You want to do something to me, but I don't wish or hope that you die. Who made that up? I don't have no beef. I have no problems with nobody. But if you want to be a thorn in my side, or you want to threaten my life, or you want to talk crazy and talk stupid, and somebody peel your cap, I'm not going to be like, man, I know we had our problems, but I ain't want them to die. Look, man, you was playing with the wrong person and they gave it to you. That's what happens. That's why I be telling people, you stop playing. Y'all playing out here and people ain't playing. Yo, people ain't playing. Everybody not playing. Yeah, I might be a little passive and don't worry about stuff because it's not in my immediate circumference. But some people ain't playing with you. So that stupid stuff you be doing, them little dumb Instagram posts you be doing, them little dumb YouTube videos you be doing, somebody gonna pop you. And I'm not gonna be the one that's like, dad, that's messed up, man. You know, I don't wish that on, no, listen, I didn't wish it on you, but I ain't gonna be, you ain't gonna catch me in the corner boo-hooing or crying or feeling sad. Nah, you playing and somebody popped you. Seriously. So for these people who's out here trying to mess it up for everybody, they got to be excommunicated. We got to, yo, y'all got to go somewhere. Y'all got to do something. But again, it comes down to people not ignoring it. People saying, yo, homie, you wildin'. We can't take you nowhere. My brother, my older brother, I always talk about my older brother. He's very, very instrumental in my life. And I speak to when my older brother used to drink, because I said, drinking brings out different personalities in people. You got the cry. You got the person who like to drink and cry. You got the person who like to drink and fight. You got the person who like to drink and fall asleep. You got the person who like to drink and got all his energy. My brother was two of the people. He was a person that drink and get really serious. And then he drank and wanted to cry. So he would get drunk. We all sipping. And he'd just be like, yo, I love y'all. And be like, oh, here we go. Here we go. He drunk. He about to start with this love fest. And it's cool to hear, but bro, you drunk. Chill. So one time we was in the movie theater. We all went to the movies. We drinking. My brother in the movies. Yo, I love y'all. Here go my cousin. Come on, man. Save that for the block. Wait till we get back to the block. We in the movies. Come on, man. Save it for the block. Save it for the block. Come on. Yo, he got mad. He got up and left. But it is what it is. You have to take accountability and responsibility for your people. That's wildin'. And if your people are wildin', then they can't be your people. I have many people that I know who are very destructive, very, very low frequency vibrating people. They just don't care. You know what? We ain't cool. I can't rock with you because you're going to throw it all away because you're stupid. And I have a saying, I've said this plenty of times. See, I'm a type of person, I used to be a very, very great judge of character because I put everybody in one box. I'm really a mean person, right? I'm reformed and to my detriment because me not being the way I used to be because it was, you know, you can't just treat everybody the same way, right? So I used to just be very hard on people. I didn't let people get close to me. It took you a while to get through to me. You can't come to my crib. You can't know where I live. You can't have my number. I'm not talking to you. I used to watch people from afar. And I judge everybody by their ways and actions. I don't judge people by what they say. I judge you by what you do. What you say means nothing to me. What do you do? So, me lately changing and putting my guard down, I start seeing people just do stuff and I'm like, yo, hold up. I can't be around this person anymore. I can't rock with this person no more because they're an idiot. And this, man, this right here is turning a lot of people into, I don't know. I've always been popular. You know, I've always been popular. I've always had popularity. I've always had fame. Not to toot my own horn. I've never had a problem getting women in my life. So this right here it's cool, but this is not the end all be all for me. Meaning that I could stay away from this for a month or 2 months and just go outside and, you know, play the game and all that. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to do this every day, even though I kind of should be a little bit more obligated to my supporters. But I'm not going to come on here and just talk because, yeah, what I did today, like, come on, man. Y'all don't need to know when I'm dropping the deuce. But what I see this is happening to people is that people are just now becoming talking heads. But what's coming out their mouth just don't, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? And then, but then again, it's a market for everything. It's bored people who sitting there egging it on. And my thing is, how are you egging on idiots? So this person don't got nothing nice to say about nobody. You don't never have a good day. Every day you're angry. I don't live my life like that. I'm also not going to get on here every day and down my people. Because regardless to what, them shootings in the hood and that madness in the hood, that's still a part of me. That's still come from me. My thing is, with this message that I'm putting out there today, yo, who's responsible for stopping this now? Now, I wish I had a bigger voice, meaning that I can get to the masses. Because when I was able to use my voice, I went back to my neighborhood. I can't talk to, I don't know St. Louis. I don't know Chicago. I don't know none of that, but I know my hood. So I look like a fool and a hypocrite to be on here, on my social media, or being on television and some people getting big publicity for being speakers. But then I'm like, hold on. So you only talk when they do something to us, but when we do something to us in our own neighborhood, you don't go back to the hood and say, y'all need to chill. You don't do that. Again, so the elderly woman that took care of you still lives there. You don't care if she's safe, or the new children coming up. You don't care if the kids are getting popped. And then y'all getting all this money. What you doing for your old neighborhood? Because that's very important. That's very important. You know what I'm saying? You got to go back to your old neighborhood and just give. Some people just want hope. Some people feel hopeless. You know what I'm saying? But the two people that, I think it was two people that donated. Shout out to y'all who donated. I'm about to get up out of here. Shout out to everybody who supports. Shout out to everybody who watched the videos, who shared the videos, who liked the videos, who hit the thumbs up. 195 people in here, 135 likes. If you could hit that like, cool. If you could share this video, cool. Again, the real N-word is the most oxymoron. You know, if you were N, you ain't real. Now, we took it and we made it in a term of endearment, but it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? We got to start changing our dialogue. How we address each other, how we look at each other. Everybody ain't no king too. Everybody ain't no queen. We ain't gonna play those games, but we do have to start having a little bit more respect for one another. And my way of respecting people is by ignoring them, believe it or not, because if I paid attention to you, then it could go really, really far left. And what's the point? Then I'm gonna be like everybody else. And again, I got a lot to lose. None of this was handed to me. I worked very hard for it. And I'm helping people. And I'm helping other people with their thing that they're trying to do. So it is what it is. I dropped a few interviews lately. Shout out to Harker Bay. Shout out to Shabazz, a disciple. I got a Cambada interview coming up. I have another interview. I got a lot of stuff that I'm about to drop. I'm trying to do some news things to, you know, because I be wanting to talk about hip hop too, but that's another show. I'm looking to do a panel on hip hop. You know, I like talking about hip hop. You know, we can't always talk about gossip and current events. Sometimes we gotta just talk about the music, you know, because that's what brought us all together anyway. The music brought us together. You know what I'm saying? The music brought us all together. You know, so it is what it is. And don't be in my chat room telling me who to give a platform to, because if you dispute or you disagree with something somebody says, then state your business. You know what I'm saying? But don't tell me what to do with my platform, because this is mine. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's what it is. I'm Doggy Diamonds. This is Doggy Diamonds TV. Again, I need those likes. If y'all can hit those likes, I need y'all to share this. I need y'all to leave comments. Again, I'm not perfect. Sometimes I say stuff, but it comes from a good place. You know, I try not to speak when I'm angry, because I don't know how to control what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? And when I'm angry, I speak from the heart. Not that I'm not doing that now, but I'm really, really, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. So it is what it is, man. Yeah. Shout out to y'all, man. Doggy Diamonds No Filter. Every Wednesday, I drop a new podcast on Spotify and iTunes. I really, really need y'all to support my audio. Just signed somebody new to my network. Watch. Just signed somebody new. So I need to go live with him so we can make that announcement. But I think he just sent the contract back today. So shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to y'all for watching me. Shout out to even the people who say negative stuff. You know, if you spend your time talking about me negatively, then that means that you are neglecting what you love to give more love to what you hate. Even though you're saying something that I don't like, but you're still spending time with me. So you're kind of weird. I ain't talking about nobody in the chat. I'm just saying in general. So yeah, shout out to Malar Devine. Shout out to Born Magnetic. Shout out to Old Myth. I got some. My YouTube community be popping too. So make sure y'all go to the community tab sometimes, because a lot of times I like to put different things in the community tab. A lot of up and coming artists. Again, I don't have the biggest platform to help a lot of people, but I do what I can. I have shirts. You can see pin black love shirts. You know what I'm saying? And again, everybody is BLM and standing the third, but then people be in the hood, it's getting smoked, and everybody be like, I didn't see that. And I was just disgusted by people shooting fireworks and celebrating the 4th of July, but that's your business. I'm not here to judge. Y'all not on trial, but you're hypocrites. I didn't cook out. Partake in any cookouts. I didn't shoot no fireworks off. And have nothing to do with the 4th of July. Period. But I know y'all can't turn down a good time. All that music come on. All they go. Listen, man. Before I go, when people hit me up, right? And they be like, yo, come through. And I be like, for what? What's going on? Yo, it's going to be chicks there, liquor. I'm like, chicks, liquor, and 2020? You coming outside for chicks? Liquor? Liquor gets you to come outside in 2020? It's 2020. Everybody's woke. Stay woke. You see that hashtag all day. And y'all still doing sleepy stuff. Y'all still doing sleepy stuff. So I'm supposed to come outside for, I don't even drink. I ain't drank since 2002. I never smoked in my life. Never. Never. So I'm going to come out, leave the safety of my home, the confines of my home, because it's going to be liquor, weed, and women. Do I look 12? Do I look like a little boy? You don't think some of those things that I didn't digest that by now? Because if you're 40 years old and you didn't digest that, you have a problem. And I do age appropriate stuff. I don't party with little dudes. I'm sorry. If it's not 35 and up, I don't need to be there. Period. This is the reality of it. I don't understand some of the music. Not saying I want to hear Back to the Grill again and old 90s music, but some of the stuff I don't understand. I don't like it. So why would I be there? So when I be seeing a lot of these dudes and they be partying with little dudes, I say, yo, man, nah, me. I'd rather go for a walk. I'll walk somewhere. I don't need to be around, because when it's little dudes, that means it's little girls. You shouldn't be a certain age dealing with 25-year-old. Illegal, but come on, man, 25. I got little cousins that's older than that. So it is what it is. But again, a lot of these dudes are living their second childhood and they just want to, they do everything for this, man. This social media run everybody. But again, before I go, shout out to Star from the Star Report, who always show me love. Make sure y'all follow me on all social media. Doggy Diamonds TV is one of my Instagrams, but Doggy Diamonds is me on everything. As you see, just scroll across the screen. Cash App is Doggy Diamonds. If y'all want to send something in, you could. I just want you to hit the the bell to get all notifications. I have a Patreon. I have everything. Everything is in the description box. Yeah. Back to the grill again. I'm low-key funny too. Yo, I wanted to be a stand-up comic when I was younger. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. But yo, man, y'all enjoy the rest of y'all night. I had a long day. Went to my P.O. box. Yeah, it is what it is. But yeah, man, all the ignorant stuff that's going on, we can't keep turning a blind eye to it and then blaming everybody else when they do stuff to us. Again, black on black crime, I do not subscribe to that. I think it is a myth, because we the only one that got our crime that got a name. So that's the only reason. But we do be doing stuff to each other that we need to cut it out. You know what I'm saying? And me and Star is not collabing on anything. I've interviewed Star before, but Star is just somebody who shows respect. And Star is somebody who not afraid to pay homage. And because, again, it doesn't take away from him to put light on somebody else. And that's the mentality I have. That's why I'm here shouting people out. I don't get paid to shout people out. But shout out to all of y'all in the chat room too, man. I see y'all in the chat room. Pretty Gangster, John A, SJ, Joe Curry, Sergeant Slaughter 21, Nicholas Carruth. I see all of y'all in the chat room. So I ain't want y'all to think that this ain't live. This is actually live. I'm here. It is 10:43 p.m. right now, Eastern Standard Time. So I'm here. But yeah, I gotta go. So I will holler at y'all later on, man. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all night. Y'all stay safe. Stay away from the idiots. Stay away from the knuckleheads, because they are running rampant. And yeah, it is what it is. I'm out of here. Peace. All right. I gotta get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this.